there was 3 votes of a difference between myself and the Fine Gael candidate there. And the reality is that everybody that put their trust in me to stand and come forward give me great responsibility with that. And that is that the chances are finding 3 votes is very possible. 100% I would find them. I'd be quite confident. And it would have changed the progress, possibly for myself and John McNulty, as to who went out first.
And obviously, sort of in the midst of it here, right? So we were sort of supposing over here, and it's great to have you to correct us where we might be wrong, that really, effectively, the only thing that would change is maybe it would be John McNulty that goes out in front of you. Or, like, if he goes out in front of you, do you see a pathway to a seat?
No, but every move in any political... intervention,
yeah,
in voting can determine the outcome of the election. So I was very delighted to hear that I was giving the people of Donegal that directed their vote through me or channeled their vote through me were giving Charles Ward and the 100% Redress Party
1,300
and something votes.
Yeah, 18, yeah.
And I think that has given them a much stronger footing. And this elevated them, I understand, from 5th to 4th position there. And
it's effectively secured him a seat.
Well, I haven't had a chance to do
no,
the
it
figures
has effectively,
because of everything.
Yeah.
But
it
that would be my hope.
It
and
would be
I'm
remarkable
sure
if he were to be overtaken at this
the
point.
The people that put their confidence in me would, I think, have wanted that when that was reflected in the voting pattern. And with that, I had that responsibility.
Right. So are you no longer then pursuing a recount? You might be wishing to take a call or look at a message.
I'm just delighted. I'm just finding out live on air here that we have Paul Lawless, I understand, elected there in Mayo.
Well done. So that's 2 now. Well done. I know he was on the brink.
And you, we have 4 around the country. So all of you people out there, listen, we're only rising here. 5 years, we have done tremendous. John, what's the prediction on the quota for me there? Is it?
You're saved your deposit.
I'm secure.
You're secure there. Financially, you're secure. I suppose there's nothing that a recheck could achieve. Only a 3 vote, could be either you or John McNulty. Like, the material difference would be literally nil. You might be just ahead of him by something different, you know.
And the votes would eventually find where they were meant to go.
You
anyway.
Still had the same number of votes to transfer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And you know.
Well, Mary's
like, with the best respect in the world, you know. There was no hope of you getting anywhere near a seat. So you had achieved all that you set out to achieve and that you had polled very, very strongly and you had increased your vote. So, like, at that point, you've given Charles Ward a resounding victory there. And I give you credit for that.
Mary T, can I put it to you what I said a little earlier on in that? And it was saying in praise of you in terms of your representation, it's almost as if you are elected, okay? You work on the hospital, raising issues around the bridge at Old Town. Can you lend me €100? No, I'm only joking. But, you know, the road safety on the road on which you live and that kind of stuff, right?
And main roads through
and the main roads, okay?
And the bridges needed.
And as well, and I'm only saying what I said when you weren't here, by the way, so I haven't changed my tune. And also, too, you're so committed to the AIM2 message. I'm just wondering, if Pather had given you a bit more time up here, given the fact that he's got such a high profile and, you know, maybe grafted a little bit for you once or twice on the ground, I think you've earned that and I think you've deserved that. And I actually think that would be the difference maker in you potentially securing a seat for the party. I might be doing him a disservice. Maybe he's helping you all the time. If he was up here on the ground, I just think it really would have helped you.
Can I tell you that I think you're missing the picture, the elephant in the room? How dare the Taoiseach, how dare he give 3 weeks for an election?
No, there is that too, yeah.
Now, that's the main issue in the room here. 3 weeks to call an election for parties. Where's the democracy in that, Greg? Let's talk about that. The people out there across Donegal, can I apologise to each and every one of you that's annoyed that I didn't come and knock on your own personal door? Because I wanted to. But I cannot physically do that in 3 weeks. And the team that I have been phenomenal. We have given up people coming in after their work. The team that we have is small but dedicated, and they have come in after their works. And you know, we had some rough weather there to travel around the county. And again, just a thousand apologies to all of you and that people that have actually phoned me up and said, can I have a car sticker? You know, I really admired them making that effort. And, you know, had we had a better plan from an office point of view, if you had 5 weeks, 6 weeks, it was much more achievable what we could have done.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reality. Shame on this government. How dare they treat the people of Ireland with contempt by giving 3 weeks for an election? That's my opinion on it. Nothing to do with Pádraig Dubin. He is a stalwart. What he has done in his campaign in 5 years, we as a team have built this party from the ashes to the ground. We are a reckonable party. We're the fourth largest party now in Donegal. Stand by me if I can be corrected there, John. You know, we are recognised. 99% of the doors now know who Aintu are. They know who Pádraig Dubin is. And many of them know who Mary T. Sweeney is. And those that don't will find out over the next 5 years.
All right, Mary T., listen, as always, thanks so much. I'm sure we'll talk again. I'm sure you'll run again. As to say, I think if you had a bit more of your backing from the big man.
No, I think he's done fantastic. He's been there out front. He's been there out front on RTE. It took us a long time to get in.
I'm up here, pressing the flesh, shaking hands. You know, the biggest regret...
He's 26 counties to go around, and we have councillors elected as well. And in fairness, I didn't invite him up. I didn't need him. I think we needed more weeks than 3 weeks. We needed 5 weeks, not 3 weeks.
Yeah, I get you. Mary T., listen, by the way, in terms of challenge, have you let that slide now?
I have conceded that we are bowing out gracefully with my head held high. We came within a hair's breadth we were the most responsible party to elect the Mica Action Group there and the 100% redress. And we're very proud to have been associated with that all the way through, which I have backed